Time now for Praying Pels with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.
Take God's word for it from Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. That scripture means so much to me. That means that Jesus understands, and he has conquered everything. So this week we continue this series regarding basically how to overcome the effects of pain, physical pain, emotional pain, etc. And so this week I begin with asking you, are you in pain? I relate. In my case, it's physical pain. But when we're in pain, it does not reflect God's hate for us. Instead, it draws us closer to the lavishly loving one who suffered more than any other. And he suffered more than any other for you and for me. He loves us. He paid the price for us. And as we just read, Jesus understands. Yes, he understands you and me better than anybody else. And is he tough and rough in response? Does he say, just walk it off? No way. Jesus is gentle, loving, and offering to bear the burden for you and me. He is real. His love remains the same for you. It does. If you are in pain, it does not reflect a change in God's love for you. So this week, we begin this series officially on overcoming pain. So the prayer tip of the week, I ask you to just pray and be honest with God. Tell him what's on your heart. He already knows. But just pour your heart out to him. And then don't forget to pray for somebody else and offer to pray with them. So that's the prayer tip of the week. Now let's pray together. So just bow your head and we'll pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that you understand and that you love us and that you paid a way for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for bearing our burdens, bearing our sins on the cross. We thank you for conquering sin and death. And we put our faith and trust in you, the risen Lord. We believe you died and rose again for us. And we thank you that you understand what we feel and that you are willing to give us your strength and help us so that we don't fall into temptation. So help us, Lord, not to despair, but instead to bring things to you in prayer. And this week, we just ask you to help us to help others in a similar situation. So again, we just thank you for loving us and for understanding and for providing a way for us to know you personally. Lord Jesus, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember Psalm 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And that's the truth. It's because he is so good. When we seek him, when we seek his face, nothing compares to knowing him. And it's he is so good. So again, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. God bless you, my friends.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.